He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the August 7th edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a pretty good start to a new week in the market. In fact, let's say it again, new all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 13 points this morning. 22,106. I've never said that before in the 20 years I've been on radio. 22,106 is where the Dow is this morning. And the S&P 500 is at 2,478. It's up 1.5 points this morning. The NASDAQ is not hitting new highs, but it is getting a little lift here this morning. It's up 0.3%. The NASDAQ has stalled out recently, and I'll talk about that today during the show. The NASDAQ is up 18 this morning, however, and the NASDAQ is now at 6,369. It seems to have some resistance in the 6,400 area, at least for now. Crude oil is down 58 cents this morning to $49 per barrel. Gold is down $1.50 per ounce. Gold did not like the jobs report on Friday. Gold is back to $1,263 per ounce. Silver is down a dime to $16.16. And the bond market, which got a lot of hoopla and reviews and talk and controversy when Alan Greenspan was on CNBC on Friday. The bond market is quiet today. It is up a couple of basis points, however. We're at 2.27%, about 100 basis points higher than we were a year ago, however. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You'll notice that we've had a little bit of consolidation here, although we're seeing some new highs today. The NASDAQ and the tech stocks definitely have been consolidating over the last couple of weeks after a meteoric rise. They seemed to turn on that reversal day, the Thursday that Amazon was to report earnings. And then, of course, they reported just horrible earnings after the close that day. That seemed to put a chill in the NASDAQ. And I think also that the market really wanted Congress to get something done before they went home again. Boy, those guys get more vacations, don't they? I'm in the wrong racket. They went home without getting anything done. And, you know, you've got Obamacare out there. You've got tax reform. And, you know, one of the big reasons that the market's been moving up is they like a pro-business administration at the top. And they got a pro-business. The market got a pro-business administration. The problem is they're not getting much in the way of pro-business done other than in the regulations area of the market. The short sellers continue to pile into the VIX. Could that spell overbought? Could that be a bubble? Boy, I watched that ETF, XIV. It's more than doubled this year. It's the number one performing ETF, XIV, which is the inverse of the volatility index. The volatility index, otherwise known as the VIX. If you've been investing in and betting on a volatile market, you have been wrong. We've had anything but a volatile market. And we now have record lows in volatility. The number of short positions in VIX futures hit a new record. According to Bloomberg, well, we'll see how that works out. That could be a bubble there. Another bubble, Bitcoin soars above $3,000 to a record. The cryptocurrency has now more than tripled in value for the year. Hey, forget gold. Buy Bitcoin. Tripled since the beginning of the year. It was up another 16% over the weekend, hitting a high of $3,360.87 for every Bitcoin. Can I use Bitcoins at McDonald's? I don't know. What do I get my change in? French fries, Alibaba, and Marriott forming a joint venture. You know, I thought that was kind of big news. Alibaba is one of the killer stocks in the tech land these days. I have a position in Baba in the Premier Growth Portfolio. It's having a good day today. Baba's up 2.1%. And I also have a position in Marriott, which will report earnings this week. But I think that's significant news that those two are teaming up, especially for Marriott. They're forming a joint venture to work together in China. The companies say the joint venture will leverage Marriott International's global portfolio of brands and Alibaba's digital retail leadership. The joint venture will manage Marriott's storefront on Fliggy. Ever hear of that one? Maybe they're going to go public. Hey, let's watch for Fliggy. And also market directly to Alibaba's customer base. Well, that can't be a bad deal for Marriott. We're proud to join forces with Marriott International, combining our large-scale consumer base, leading-edge technology, and consumer insights with their unparalleled hospitality expertise. We told the story one day on Marriott, which started out with a single root beer stand in Washington, D.C., a single, or Virginia, one of those, somewhere back in that area, the Beltway, a single root beer stand into what Marriott has become today. I own Marriott in both my Premier Growth portfolio. After all, earnings have been growing by 23% per year over the last 5 years. Marriott is now a $40 billion company. There you go. Get your kids out there selling root beer on the weekend. Set up a little stand on the corner. See what comes from it. And let's not forget that Marriott also pays a dividend yield of 1.3%. I own Marriott in my income and growth portfolio, which is bond-free. You hear about cage-free eggs and non-GMO. I don't have any bonds in my income portfolio. I'm bond-free because I buy into what Alan Greenspan had to say on Friday. In fact, I wrote about it in my newsletter over the weekend. Has Greenspan lost it? The guy's 91 years old. Is he getting a little senile? Is he not eating his Wheaties and Cheerios these days? He says the bond market is on the verge of collapse. Well, he was right eventually with his irrational exuberance call back in 1997. He was a little early with that call. He may be a little early with his bond market collapse call, but he says once it gets going, look out. Its interest rates are really going to ratchet up very quickly. And in my opinion, and we'll talk more about this at length, I think that's the next bubble out there. In 2000, we had the tech bubble. In 2007, we had the single-family home bubble. And the subprime loan bubble. I think the next bubble that will eventually put a knife into the heart of this bull market, which has been going for more than 8 years, will be a bond market that begins to teeter rather than totter. Volvo and China parent plot electric vehicle strategy. You know, I bring this up because, you know, you look at the valuations of Tesla, and the barrier to entry into the electric car industry is not that difficult. And this Geely Automotive, which we recently added to the Best Stocks Now app, they also own Volvo. Volvo has recently announced that their long-term plan is to sell only electric and hybrid cars. Seems to me like that's a formidable challenge to Tesla. And they've been doing it a lot longer there at Volvo and Geely. The automakers are forming a 50-50 joint venture in China. And in the future, we'll set up a joint venture to operate the Link and Company brand. So I own neither one of those stocks, but I have kept my eye here on Geely Automotive. Hey, this past week, there were a lot of earnings reports. There were a lot of CEOs talking about the current state of the economy. I'm going to quote J.P. Morgan's CEO, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, Nucor, Freeport-McMoRan, Southwest Airlines, Raytheon, Valero, and CME Group on how they see the current economy and what their take is on this current administration that's running our country. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The Radisson Blue, that's where we'll be on September the 14th. That's a Thursday night, doing a live workshop there at 6:30 p.m. until whenever. You know, my bedtime is 8 p.m., so we have to give Bill his sleep, but I'll be there, and we'll answer your questions afterwards. And I'm there the day before and the day after and the day of to meet with you individually. Rob says that Thursday you're booked, Bill, but that's fine. I'm there Wednesday, and I'm there Friday, and all my clients and subscribers are invited on me to the Padre Twins game on Wednesday night, including all the hot dogs you can eat. You got to bring your own drinks, whatever, you know, what that those drinks, those libations are. But seeing how it's dollar hot dog night, I figure I can chip in and open up a tab at the hot dog stand. Hopefully they don't have those little packages of relish that you got to squeeze on. I noticed the teams with the big expensive players are doing that these days. Padres, we have a minimal payroll in Padre land, and all the relish you want there in the condiments just to get you into the ballpark, I guess. So we do have a good ballpark in San Diego, and I'm anxious to see what they've got going up there. I think it's Target Field, is it, there in Minnesota? All right. Well, we've had a lot of earnings reports come in. I want to say about 85% of the S&P 500 companies have now reported earnings. And, of course, they always have a conference call afterwards. I don't have time to listen to the conference calls, but I see a lot of the highlights from those conference calls. And I was especially interested over the past couple of weeks to hear what the CEOs that have boots on the ground, corporate America, doing business all over the world, representing American policies, American interests, trying to be competitive on the world stage, trying to grow their companies, trying to wade their way through the sea of regulations and red tape and this and that and the highest corporate tax rate in the world. Right, well, actually second, right behind, who was first at 41%? We're at 40. There was one at 41%. I'm forgetting right now who that is. But we have the second highest corporate tax rate in the world, which is a disadvantage to our company. So what are CEOs? Let's start with J.P. Morgan. We've heard Jamie Dimon talk about the stupid things that our government has been doing in the past. Seems to like what's going on at the current administration, praising the administration for making the regulatory environment a little bit easier in their industry. I know J.P. Morgan has written a lot of multi-billion dollar checks in the way of fines and penalties and this and that. That's got to be difficult to do as a CEO, but then you can say, you know, well, they need to be reined in. They need to, we can't have the wild west out there. And Jamie Dimon mostly is looking for a breakthrough in taxes, infrastructure, and regulatory reform, and he's pretty optimistic that it can get done. Obviously, the Congress went home here. They're, they need a vacation, those guys. They work so hard getting nothing done, and nothing did get done in the way of taxes. They're working on it. Nothing got done in the way of the health care. Nothing's really been done on immigration reform. The regulatory reform, there's been a cap, no new regulations. And J.P. Morgan at least likes that. What does the CEO of Johnson & Johnson have to say? He says, first, in terms of our interactions with the U.S. administration, we're pleased that senior officials are continuing to listen to business leaders when considering the impacts of legislation. Well, that's nice, you know, and that's one thing that has impressed me, where they've brought these CEOs into the White House, put them around the table and have listened to them, what they could use, what the government could do to either get out of their way or to grease the skids a little bit for the U.S. economy to get out of this 1.5 to 2% rut, growth rut that we're in, which would do a lot to fill the coffers. You know, a 3 to 4% growth rate in the economy would be very beneficial to all industries. And that was one of the sore spots in Jamie Dimon's comments, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, that we don't have to accept this, that this 1.5 to 2%. He says, I don't buy the argument that we're relegated to this growth rate forever. He says, if we can make breakthroughs in taxes, infrastructure, and regulatory reform, we can get the economy going once again. But Johnson & Johnson happy that at least the current administration is willing to listen to corporate America and these CEOs before they make legislation. And they went on to say, we'll continue to participate in these conversations as those with other world leaders to make sure our voices are heard on these vital issues. And in fact, Johnson & Johnson's CEO said, in fact, I'm here in Washington, D.C. today meeting with U.S. and global leaders, driving forward discussions on the important issues impacting healthcare today. That's the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. Morgan Stanley's CEO, here's what he has to say. U.S. corporate taxes are too high. If the administration and Congress can achieve a sensible realignment of tax rates with our other major developed economies, then that would be a clear positive for our business and corporate America in general. That's the CEO of Morgan Stanley. And, of course, you know, much of the first 9 months now, 7 months, has been filled with drama. It's been filled, you know, but... I watched a documentary recently on some of the early venture capital and the early startups in the Silicon Valley. Very interesting. It's called Something Ventured, I believe was the name of it. And, you know, those companies, they had a lot of shakeup in the early days, the changing management and getting the culture right and this kind of thing. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's not unusual in the business world. But there has been an awful lot of drama out of the White House that I think we could do a little less with the drama. But the policies seem to be pretty business-friendly, and their goal is to get this economy going again at a faster clip than 1.5 to 2%. CEO of Morgan Stanley says that, you know, we could really use a more competitive corporate tax rate here in the U.S. And, you know, I mean, it comes down to, you got to admit, the prior administration was not very business friendly. You know, corporations, you know, workers of the world unite, the Bernie Sanders of the world like to vilify the corporations, and some of them deserve to be vilified. But for the most part, when you look at the innovation that's occurred in the last 30 years, 40 years, you look at how the Silicon Valley has grown from one little company called Fairchild Semiconductor to what it is today. Let's keep American ingenuity going at a rapid clip and get this economy back to 3 to 4% growth. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, market continues to hit new highs. Earnings season will pretty much wind down this week. We've had 84% of the S&P 500 companies report their earnings so far. 72% have beat their earnings estimates, while 70% have beat their sales estimates. That's an extremely good number on the sales estimate beat front. I guess they're getting better at sandbagging the analysts now about their revenue projections. And in fact, this will be the second straight quarter of double digit. That's 10% or better earnings growth. And you want to know why the market's hitting new highs? Just like real estate is location, 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 the market is earnings, earnings, earnings. And that's all you have to do is look at a chart of earnings since 2009. I show it every week in my newsletter, just a simple bar chart of the earnings growth each and every year since 2009, and that is the major reason you're seeing new highs in the market. And there's a lot of noise out there trying to steer you off course this way or that way. This bull market will eventually end when earnings peak and earnings expectations start to be revised downward as the economy begins to stall out. Now, right now, there's no sign of that, but we stay on top of it on a weekly basis. And there is nothing more important to drive your investment decisions than knowing the big picture of the market. I don't believe in being invested 100% in the market all the time. We will have another bear market. My newsletter put out a buy signal on March 27th, 2009. That buy signal remains in place today. That's for the stock market. But let's not forget that the bond market is four times the size of the stock market. And in fact, there's a lot more money invested in the bond market than there is in the stock market. And we know how ugly a bear market in the stock market can be. We witnessed one in 1987, a one-day 23% crash, eventually came back. We saw it in 1999, 2000, March of 2000, when the irrational exuberance prediction by Alan Greenspan finally came to fore. Took 17 years for the NASDAQ to get back to where it was during those lofty days of 2000. Do you think there was a little irrational exuberance there in the stock market at that time? Then we saw the stock market have its comeuppance again. The follies of Wall Street, the follies of government, all of it, the follies of the credit agencies, all leading to the collapse of the subprime mortgage market, which was fueling a rise in real estate prices that was way outside of the norm. Single-family homes go up about 5% a year over the long haul. They're back to that normal rate right now. But they were running way too high, 15 to 20% per year. Money was easy, creating artificial demand. People that had no business buying homes, but with no money down, what the heck, sign here. And if it goes up in value, you've got equity all of a sudden, and it was working, and people were making a lot of money flipping homes quickly in and out. And then all of a sudden, the worm turned, and it infected the entire global markets. We had the worst recession we've ever had. There was irrational exuberance in the single-family home and in the subprime debt market, searching for better yields. Now you've had a Fed that's kept interest rates at zero. Zero for 7 years. We go back 8 years ago, a little over 8 years, and the Fed rate was at 5.25%. That's not that long ago. Imagine what happens to the bond market if interest rates head back up on the Fed funds to 5.2%. That's normalization. Well, tomorrow I want to talk at length about what Alan Greenspan had to say over the weekend. That was on Friday at CNBC. I followed up with an article that was my featured article in the newsletter over the weekend. I think you ought to read it. If you didn't get the newsletter, that's in the free portion of the newsletter, that article. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com, get on our weekly newsletter list at GundersonCapital.com. Now, before I move on to more on the earnings season and what my forecasts are going forward from here, I want to go back just for a minute to some of these earnings reports, because I believe that the more people you interview, the more testimony you get from CEOs, the better the information. They validate one another in the mouths of many witnesses. Jamie Dimon likes the direction of the current administration. Johnson & Johnson CEO likes the direction, likes the fact that they're listening to corporate America and trying to help them. Morgan Stanley also happy, at least, but they would love to see corporate taxes cut. Let's just give a few more CEOs here before we move on, because this is a pretty good assortment across the spectrum. Obviously, J.P. Morgan, one of the major investment bankers and bankers in the world. Johnson & Johnson, one of the biggest healthcare companies in the world. Morgan Stanley, one of the biggest brokerage firms in the world. Let's take a look at a few more industries and what they've had to say during this past quarter about the current business environment. Nucor, which is a big steel company, he is happy so far. Washington is beginning to understand, beginning to have a better understanding of the consequences of imports. Of course, Nucor doesn't like the fact that Chinese have been dumping cheap imports on the market, driving down prices. Nucor believes that that's an issue not only with our economy, but on our national security. And they like the fact that they're seeing more and more support of trade cases and the quick turnarounds in going after an enforcement of companies, global companies that are doing that to our imports, or bringing in cheap imports here in America. That's from Nucor, a steel company. How about Freeport-McMoRan, a giant mining company all over the globe? The CEO there says, we're seeing a much greater interest by officials in the U.S. government in this administration to be supportive of businesses generally. Let's go to another industry, Southwest Airlines, the airline, the transportation industry. The CEO said, well, let me answer the question in this way, and this is about the current administration. I am delighted that we have the focus from the administration. I'm grateful for that. I'm delighted that we have the focus from Chairman Schuster, and we have a wonderful alignment between the commercial airlines, Chairman Schuster, and the administration. So he speaks glowingly. Now, you know, I have my issues with the drama in the current administration, which I kind of warned about and I kind of expected. But the business policies, the pro-business policies, I'm all for. Raytheon, defense company. He says, you got to remember, when we compete internationally, this is Raytheon's CEO, we're also competing against countries. So having an administration that supports industry is a good thing. That's Raytheon. Valero Energy. We're pleased with the emphasis that President Trump and his administration have placed on the energy sector and their willingness to discuss the issues. That's Valero Energy. And the last one is CME Group. This is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. But just as I said before, when this president got elected, I think we had deregulation just by no more regulations coming forward. You hear what he said? He says that's a big relief just to have no more new regulations. That in and of itself was deregulation. But right now we're looking for tax policies that this administration is going to push hard for between now and the end of the year. That could be a great benefit for a lot of corporations, especially since we got our taxes raised here in Illinois. That's the CME Group on August the 2nd. I guess you could call that segment of the show What CNN Is Not Talking About. They talk about Russia, Russia, Russia. Look at what these CEOs from across America are saying about the current business environment. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, coming to Minnesota in September, and then we'll follow that trip up with a trip to Seattle. And looking forward to both those trips. We don't have the date for Seattle yet, but we're working on it and the location. I'm kind of leaning towards the Tacoma area, to be honest with you. That seems to be where the bulk of our listeners are in the Seattle area. But we know where we'll be. We'll be in Bloomington at the Mall of the Americas, at the Radisson Blue. Gee, you can go shopping before the workshop or after the workshop. That'll be 6:30 p.m. September 14th. And September 13th, we'll be at the Padre game the night before Target Field. And I'll be meeting with you individually if you'd like to on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you're a client or a subscriber to the app or to any the newsletter or live trading alerts that I send out, you're invited to go to the Padre game with us the night before the workshop. That ought to be a lot of fun. I'm going to wear my Tony Gwynn jersey, the one true legend we have here in San Diego. Trevor Hoffman would be the other one, our reliever, our old closer, the late Tony Gwynn. Very sad that he wasn't with us as long as he should have been. He was a great guy, one of the greatest hitters of all time. So we're looking forward to the Minnesota trip. All right, let's take a look. Earnings season winding down this week. Oh, who's on tap this week? I know Marriott's on tap this week. I want to say Alibaba will be reporting earnings this week, several others. I've had a few that have blown earnings expectations away. I've had a few disappointments that always, that's part and parcel of earnings season. I wait for the dust to settle when a company misses. Sometimes it's a minor little thing and it's a one-off. In the case of Amazon, I didn't like their earnings report at all. I felt like their trajectory for growth had been set back by a year or two, and the valuations exploded after their big miss a couple of weeks ago. And I actually sold my Amazon for now. I made 105% in it the first time around. I sold it right around the election of the election day of between Trump and Hillary. I bought it back in January, made another 25% in Amazon. I currently just step aside, you know, let them work things out. I think at best the stock's going to hang around the $1,000 area. That's the best case scenario. But in the back of my mind, you know, I know that their earnings forecast for next year went down by 30%, from $12 and something, $12.31 to $8.31. That's a huge, huge downgrade and a stumble, I would say, in their earnings growth trajectory. Well, 84% of companies in the S&P have reported earnings. I think the money line for this quarter, the quarter that ended on June the 30th, we're going to have the second straight quarter of double-digit That's 10% or better earnings growth. This has not happened since the third quarter of 2011. Just think what would happen if we could get some tax reform and if we could get the growth rate of the economy above 3% again. Just think what could happen. I mean, we just had two double-digit quarters in a row of earnings growth. But I've been saying now for a long time that, you know, monetary policy has gotten us this far. Monetary policy alone got us $20 trillion in debt and about 2% growth. It's time for some fiscal policy. It's time for a heavy dose of fiscal policy. And that's change making our corporate tax rate more competitive. That would be a good shot in the arm of fiscal stimulus, and we could use a little bit of infrastructure spending also. So far, they've talked about it. They plan on it. They want to do it. But so far, we've seen a Senate that has not been able to get anything done. The current forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 is 17.7. I've noticed recently as the market approaches the 18 forward P.E. area, it stalls out. We're seeing that in the NASDAQ right now. This is not a cheap market, but it is sustainable if the economy and overall earnings continue to grow. And in my newsletter for my subscribers over the weekend, I updated my estimates for this year. You know, we've now got 7 months in the books of 2017. We have a very good feel for where the earnings will be this year on the S&P 500. But more importantly, we have a very good feel, at least right now, subject to change week by week, of what earnings will be like next year. And that's what the market is trading on. The market follows earnings. Not only does it follow earnings, it follows earnings expectations. And as long as earnings expectations are good, and as long as the market is not too expensive and doesn't get too far ahead of itself, which it is, it's a little bit ahead of itself. I think there was a little bit of more optimism built into the market than, you know, we were supposed to have tax reform by August. That was Mnuchin's statements earlier this year. Well, this is August, and they've gone home, so we're not going to get tax reform by August. And now it's up in the air. Judging by the way they handled health care reform, it's really quite questionable as to whether or not we will get tax reform before the end of the year. Yeah, the administration keeps jawboning that news and that hope and that goal, but whether it gets done or not remains a question. And I think for this reason, you've seen kind of a stalling out in the risk-on areas of the market. We're seeing it in the NASDAQ, although the NASDAQ's picking up a little bit here today. We're seeing it in the small-cap stocks, which are only up a couple percent this year. They have underperformed the large-cap stocks by a wide margin. Obviously, they don't feel too good right now about the hopes for tax reform. Well, a lot of the future of this market hinges on it. And we'll continue to keep you updated. Tomorrow I want to go into a little bit more in depth about the asset classes. I want to talk about Greenspan's comments on Friday. Is he right? Will he be right again? Are you standing in the way of a freight train? I'm not a traditional asset allocator like most of my colleagues are. If you'd like to talk to us about our methodology, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.